Now, speaking of God's word, today we have with us a guest preacher who has come all the way, would you believe it, from London to Tonsley to be here. Not just for this morning, William Taylor is here in Australia for a number of weeks, doing many things, including preaching at the major annual conference for evangelical students on university campuses. And William has very kindly put aside his Sunday morning to be with us and to share God's word with us this morning. Normally, on a Sunday, William would be overseeing the ministries of St. Helens Bishopsgate, a large church that has a wonderful mission to the city of London, especially to workers there. And some of you will recognise William Taylor's name from the books we've recommended or used here as a church because of William's wonderful commitment to making God's word clear and holding out with great clarity the truths of the Bible. So before William gets up to preach, I thought it'd be wonderful to hear a little bit about him and from him, so I'll ask him a few questions. Why don't you make him feel very welcome as he comes on up? Welcome to Tonsley, William. So wonderful to have you with us.
It's just lovely to be here.
William, it's always very encouraging hearing what God's doing in other parts of the world. I thought I'd start by asking you, what's been encouraging for you at St. Helens over the last year or so?
Well, for me personally, I try to read the gospel accounts with one or two or three people who are exploring the Christian faith. And, you know, there's a lovely guy in his early mid-20s who's just wanting to look at who Jesus is. And so I've had the extraordinary privilege of being able to read through John's gospel with him. And it's absolutely thrilling to be able to read a gospel account with somebody who is exploring the Christian faith. So that's for me personally. But then we've also seen quite a number of younger people really hungry to find out more about Jesus. So that individual incident is slightly more widespread. And I think that's thrilling. Funnily enough, my generation of the English seem to be kind of a bit more blasé about the Christian faith. I mean, there are people who are coming to explore who Jesus is, but it's lovely to see some of the younger guys taking this really seriously. Nice. And then the third thing, can I say the third thing? Our youth, our sort of 11 to 18-year-olds, seem to be passionate to make Jesus known in their schools. And though we are in the middle of the financial district in the City of London, we have quite a number of teenagers who come. And quite a lot of them are involved in setting up Christian groups within their schools. And that, again, it's been really thrilling to
see.
That's
wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Now, most of our regulars here will be familiar with our usual kind of sermons where we sort of work through a Bible passage, sort of verse by verse. It's often called expository preaching. We work through the Bible and showing just what it says and how it applies to our life. Now, what some of you might not be aware of is that St. Helens, especially William's predecessor Dick Lucas and now William, have been great champions of expository preaching, that sort of style of preaching, and something that they've been well known for and advocating for and training others in. Now, William, can I ask, why, with that sort of style of preaching, why are you so committed to expository preaching, and why are you so committed to helping others grow as expository preachers?
Because I think if we don't put a word or even a sentence within the context that it's written, we are then able to put our own meaning into that word or sentence. And what we end up hearing is simply a reflection of ourself. And that actually becomes very dangerous when you're talking about God's word. Because if actually all I'm really doing is hearing a reflection of myself, but I think I'm hearing from God, I say what I say with a kind of added authority and believe it with a deeper commitment. But actually all I've done is take one word or one sentence, taken it right out of its context and its intended meaning, and loaded my own meaning into it, and then given it a kind of God says authority. So that becomes very misleading and dangerous. God's word comes to us written in books in the Bible, and each book is within the whole Bible. And so a key part of true Christian discipleship is hearing God speak to us, if you like, in the way that he has revealed himself. And if I remembered you were going to ask me this question, Cam, I'm so sorry not to remember, but I would have brought a book with me I mean, I happen currently to be reading Elon Musk's biography, which is fascinating, not entirely edifying, but fascinating. And I would have opened it, torn a page out, thrown the book away, and then read the page and said, you know, you never read a book like that. And if you do, and you just took one page or even one paragraph or one sentence or one word from Elon Musk's biography, well, you could end up saying any number of things. Actually, Elon Musk does say any number of things. But do you see what I mean? So it's a question of authority, who's in charge, who am I really hearing from? And the beautiful, beautiful thing about the scriptures is that they are God speaking to us within time and history and within a context that we can understand with authoritative meaning given by God. So if you want to hear God speak, you don't just rip pages out of the Bible and add your own meaning in. And huge danger comes from that.
Thank you. Very helpful. Now, I say this with all respect. You've been working in gospel ministry longer than many of us have been alive, I'd imagine.
Well, I'm just having a look around. I'm not sure that's entirely true.
Be that as it may, what keeps you going? What spurs you on to keep going?
Oh, that's such a great question, isn't it? And do you know, I remember when I was, earlier on in my gospel ministry, asking people now of my age, thinking they are ancient, and now people asking me that question, which is thoroughly unnerving. But really, it is the gospel. So, in a couple of occasions in the New Testament, the apostle Paul speaks of God's word, which is at work among you. I wonder if you've ever thought of it like that. When I'm reading the Bible one-to-one with my friend Charles, that is, it's a present tense, isn't it? God's word is at work. We're reading John's gospel together. There are actually three people in the room, me, Charles, and God. God's word is at work. And like Paul says elsewhere, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to keep you. So actually, it's the God's word in the scriptures by which he is currently speaking to us today. How many are there? 150, 180 of us here? Actually, no, there are 181. And the one is rather more important than all the rest of us. And as we look at God's word, he is at work amongst us. And so I think it is, I mean, you'd say this to a nine-year-old, Atlas would be saying this to us if he was here, which he was, and that actually God works in and through his word currently today by his Holy Spirit. And so when we open the Bible, he is with us. That's, I think, what keeps us going. So there's the word of God and other people then in that whole encounter as they share the word with us.
Wonderful. My final question today, you clearly love God's words. Can you perhaps share something that you've been reading yourself, just personally, that's been precious or helpful to you recently?
Yeah, well, I read a psalm every single morning, and I see your reading thing. I try and read a psalm, and then I try and read two or three chapters of the scriptures as well. And I was reading about our soul, that's our very personality, and the life that God gives us in our soul, in our very personality, through his living word, just this morning.
Fantastic.
So, you know, that I find that each morning. It's a great exercise. You hear God speak to you. You're just brought back to the rock center of the light of life, as it were. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, William. Why don't I invite you to take a seat? I'll lead us in prayer as then Sienna comes to read the Bible. Thank you, William. Let's pray.